Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiss 98.5 welcomes Kiss, the summer hello artist, Fletcher. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm so excited to play Undrunk, but before we do, you have to tell the story of how the idea of the song came about, because every good story includes tequila shots.
Oh, naturally, obviously. So I was taking tequila shots with a couple of friends in a studio in Koreatown in New York City, and you know, one of us said, like, we have to try to get undrunk so we could write a song right now. And then I was like, wait, that's the best word ever. And then we just started talking about, like, past relationships and all the things that we wish we could, like, undo about a relationship and a situation. And so that's kind of how that happened.
All right, we're going to listen to Undrunk because we're going to hear you sing this song June 20th at Kiss the Summer Hello. Then we're going to talk about that second verse in the drunk cooking, okay? Here's Fletcher. Undrunk on Kiss 98.5. Kiss 98.5 on the phone with Kiss the Summer Hello artist Fletcher. Second verse of the song, Fletcher, you talk about drunk cooking. I hear that a lot of people have told you that they can totally relate.
Oh, I mean, who doesn't come home from a night of being out and just, like, cook some really questionable stuff?
Right.
So I definitely think everybody can relate to cooking weird. Something weird after a night of being out. So that's kind of what I wrote it about.
I love that. And we love the song Undrunk. Congratulations on all your success. How has this year been for you? Because you've really exploded in the music industry.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been really an exciting time. I mean, like, I've dreamed my entire life of getting to hear my song on the radio. And the fact that that's happening is just, like, the craziest thing in the entire world. And I'm from a small town and at the Jersey Shore, and, like, it's been overwhelming, but it's been a lot of fun, and, like, I'm just kind of taking each day as it comes and enjoying the ride.
A small town up the Jersey Shore, but a very famous town, Asbury Park, New Jersey, home of Bruce Springsteen.
Yes, the legend Bruce Springsteen. He's still literally, I see him all the time, like, riding his motorcycle to get, like, ice cream at our, like, local ice cream shop. It's so crazy.
Have you ever asked him for advice as a rising musician and singer?
I actually haven't got the chance to personally meet him yet, but I did recently meet Paul McCartney, which I feel like is, like,
wow,
also extremely legendary. And he said to me, he was like, Fletcher, be great. And I literally was like, I'm going to tattoo that on my face.
Oh, my God.
And I kind of panicked. I panicked in the moment. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, you too. And I was like, oh, my God, what, as if he's not already, like, a Beatle. And I'm like, yeah, you too. I think you have a great career ahead of you, Paul McCartney.
That's amazing that you told Paul McCartney to be great. Win. That is a win right there.
Yeah.
What do you want your Buffalo fans to know about you, Fletcher?
I don't know. I want my Buffalo fans to know that I just, like, I don't take myself too seriously. Like, life is way too short to spend it, you know, like, second guessing yourself or doubt yourself. And I really, really did for a long time. And I've been on a self-love journey over the last year. Cause I think that's something that, like, is never expressed enough, is, like, that we need to love ourselves. And I, you know, cause as little kids growing up, we're always told to, like, be nice and share and, you know, love everybody. But, like, nobody ever says, you know, you got to love yourself. So you can't take yourself too seriously. Life's too short. I just want everyone to come to my shows and, like, be able to be themselves and express themselves for exactly who they are. And, like, because that's all that I'm trying to do. Life's too short to be anything other than yourself.
100%. What do you love about traveling? Because in your business, you travel a lot.
My favorite thing is in every city that I'm in, I try to go to some sort of, like, really, really local spot, whether it's, like, a restaurant or a bar or whatever that might be. I love to get to, like, see sort of the local life and, like, what music people are into, what people are wearing in different cities. I just, you know, my mom was a flight attendant for 30 years, so she has got, like, the coolest pictures of her just all over the world, and I'm envious of it. And so, like, I have such a travel bug for that reason.
Oh, absolutely. Who was the last person you texted?
the last person I texted, well, I'm currently on a train right now that I almost missed by 1 minute.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was frantically texting my manager being like, I think I have to get on the next train.
Oh, no.
That was like 10 minutes. That was like 10 minutes ago. So I'm really sweaty right now.
So what's that feeling like when you get on the train? Do you have a seat or are you standing?
Oh, I'm currently standing right now in between the two train cars, like might fall off, but
Oh my gosh.
I made it.
Do they know it's Fletcher on the train right now? Like, do they know it's you?
I said I'm in the quiet car right now talking, so everybody hates me.
Oh, you have to tell it. Be like, I am Carrie Elise Fletcher, people. I sing undrunk. You need to just own that right now.
Huh? I'm like, I'm doing a radio interview. Let me live.
Right, exactly. We're so excited to have you in Buffalo, New York. We cannot wait to let you feel the Buffalo love that's going to come your way. What do you want to say to your fans?
Oh, my gosh, I love that. I just want to say thank you so much, like, for the support and for loving me and for letting me, you know, live out this dream of mine. And like, I can't wait to just dance and party with you and meet everybody.
What about the girls who are going to watch you on stage and dream that they wish that they could be you? What do you say to them?
Oh, I would tell them that like they can do it. I spent my entire life thinking that I wasn't good enough to do this. And I wasn't. If you just work hard and you believe in yourself and like, you're going to fail. You're going to be told no. And like, if you don't let that rock you and you just keep pushing and grinding and honestly just follow your gut. Like, that's the biggest thing is follow your gut. And like, you can do it. I promise. Cause I never thought I could, and I'm here and that they could be too.
Last year we had Dua Lipa at our Kiss the Summer Hello concert. She ended up as the Grammy Awards Best New Artist. I'm putting my money on you for 2020.
Wow. Can we write that on my grave? That's the coolest thing ever.
Absolutely. We can't wait to see you on Thursday, June 20th. It's Fletcher. Thanks, Fletcher.
See you guys.
This is Kiss 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.